This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Hong Kong pro-democracy forces won a landslide victory in local elections Sunday. VOA's Bill Gallo reports from Hong Kong.
Counting votes after a record turnout in Hong Kong's district council elections. The results showed a massive win for pro-democracy forces. Hong Kongers waited to vote in long lines Sunday. It snaked around city blocks.
This amount of people I've never seen. There are too many people.
Last time I can just come here and go up directly, but this time I guess I need to wait for 40 minutes.
It is a major symbolic blow to pro-Beijing forces that dominate Hong Kong's politics.
Beijing had long implied that a quiet majority of Hong Kong's public opposed the protests, especially as they'd become more violent in recent months. After Sunday's vote, that argument will now be much more difficult to make. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Hong Kong.
Tel Aviv is expelling a top Human Rights Watch official because of allegations he supports the boycott of Israel. Israel's Supreme Court upheld the government's order that Omar Shakir, the HRW's director of Israel and Palestine, has to leave the country Monday. Israel has denied entry to others who says it says supports the boycott, including United Nations diplomats. But this is the first time someone inside the country has been ordered to leave. Emergency officials in the Democratic Republic of Congo say at least 26 people died when an airplane crashed shortly after takeoff Sunday. The 19-seat aircraft, operated by a local company, Busy Bee, crashed into a residential area near Goma Airport. Several of the victims were on the ground when the plane went down. Authorities said all 17 passengers and two crew members on board the flight died, as did seven people on the ground. This is VOA News. The U.S. Secretary of the Navy has been fired over the case of a SEAL facing disciplinary proceedings. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The Pentagon says Navy Secretary Richard Spencer submitted his resignation at the request of Defense Secretary Mark Esper, who it says had lost trust and confidence in Spencer because of a lack of candor over conversations with the White House involving the handling of the SEAL case. President Trump tweeted last Thursday that he would not let the Navy take away Chief Petty Officer Edward Gallagher's Trident pin, which designates him a SEAL. But at an international security forum Saturday, Spencer said he did not consider a tweet to be an order, and it would take a formal order to stop the Navy Review Board, which is set to meet December 2nd, to consider Gallagher's case. Gallagher was acquitted of murder in the 2017 stabbing death of a captured Islamic State militant in Iraq, but a military jury did convict him of posing with the corpse. Ben Thomas, Washington.
There are no hearings scheduled this week in the impeachment inquiry of U.S. President Donald Trump. But AP's Matt Small reports Democrats on the House Intelligence Committee believe they have enough evidence to write a report and move forward with the impeachment process.
Sometime in the coming weeks, the House Intelligence Panel will give a report to the Judiciary Panel, and then Democrats will consider drafting articles of impeachment on President Trump's dealings with Ukraine and his administration's attempts to block the investigation. The articles could also cover matters beyond President Trump's efforts to push Ukraine to investigate Democrats, including special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation. Several steps are expected, including a Judiciary Committee vote, a House floor vote by Christmas, and finally a Senate trial. Matt Small, Washington.
Meanwhile, Devin Nunes, the top Republican on the Intelligence Committee, is refusing to answer questions on whether he met with a former Ukrainian official to gather information on the son of former Vice President Joe Biden. The claim is controversial because Nunes did not disclose any such meeting while leading the Republican defense of President Trump during the impeachment inquiry. U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has been released from a hospital. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
The Supreme Court says the 86-year-old justice is doing well and has returned to her Washington, D.C. home. Ginsburg spent two nights at Johns Hopkins Hospital in Baltimore, where she was taken Friday after experiencing chills and fever. The court says she received intravenous antibiotics and fluids and that her symptoms abated. Ginsburg has had four occurrences of cancer, including two in the past year. Still, her absences from the court's public sessions have been rare. She did miss one earlier this month with what the court said was a stomach bug. Ben Thomas, Washington.
For more on any of today's news, please visit us at voanews.com and download the VOA mobile app for news on the go. In Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.